Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 37 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. I am so happy that you're taking the time to listen to this podcast, and I truly appreciate you being here today. Today, we're going to talk about five sites that I find particularly interesting in the instructional technology world. We're going to talk about English Worksheets Land, Gizmos Tech Tips, Math Worksheets Land, Brainios Flashcard Games, and GameQuarium. They're pretty fun, and I really, really like them. Let's get started. The first site that we're going to talk about today is called English Worksheets Land. It's available at www.englishworksheetsland.com. When you arrive at the site, you're presented with over 34,000 resources that are ready to print. Talk about fantastic. Now, there is a free version and there is a paid version that you subscribe to, but the free version has lots to offer. There are worksheets that are available for kindergarten through middle school, although their definition of middle school must be like grades 9 through 10 because there are resources and worksheets available for grades 9 through 10. And one of the things that are nice about that's nice about this site is that the worksheets are also aligned to the Common Core. When you're at English Worksheets Land, you have some choices you can make of your printable worksheets that would range all the way from abbreviations, action verbs, adjectives, adverbs, alliteration, blends, book reports, capitalization, all the way to proofreading, pronouns, punctuation. There are a lot of worksheets that are available for you. And when you come into each of the categories, for instance, the abbreviation worksheets, it even says that it's related to the ELA standards, L.2.3.A. If you're an educator, you know what those mean. So I really like the English Worksheets Land. I feel that there would be some real positive things that you could get out of this, some real positive ideas you could have, and it would just help round out your curriculum in your classroom more. I give English Worksheets Land 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Gizmos Tech Tips is a very interesting site. It's available at techsupportalert.com/view/tips. And when you arrive at Gizmos site in here, there are all kinds of articles that you can look at that would rank from 10 Windows tips worth remembering. Jazz up your Windows desktop with this excellent free program. Are ads coming to the Windows 10 start menu? How to check and edit the privacy settings for accounts at Microsoft and Google. There's just tons and tons of pages that offer this type of information. This would be a really valuable site to come to if you want to expand your knowledge about the technology world. I kind of find that the site leans a bit toward the Windows environment, and particularly the Windows 10 environment, although it does get down to Windows 7, 8.1. It does talk about the Apple world, so the operating in iOS, so it does offer an awful lot, and it would be a great resource for you to have, like I said before, so that you could expand some of your technology knowledge. I give Gizmos Tech Tips 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. A sister site to the English Worksheets Land site is called Math Worksheets Land. Math Worksheets Land works kind of the same way as the English Worksheets Land. You're presented with a bunch of different math topics and grade levels. Now, this site does expand out further and actually does get into the high school math curricular ideas. In fact, in high school, you can have the high school numbers and quantity, high school algebra, high school functions, high school geometry, and high school statistics and probability. It also offers all the way from preschool through grade 8 for worksheets that you're able to download. Math Worksheets Land is available at www.mathworksheetsland.com. Some of the math topics that are presented are addition, algebra, area and perimeter, basic operations, complex numbers, money math, matrices, pre-algebra, quadratic equations, rounding, time math. You can tell there's a lot on this site that you would be able to check out for worksheets that you can print. When you do go into one of the areas and delve a little deeper, let's say we went into the addition worksheets, inside of this you would have things like adding by an additional unit, single digit addition, number line addition, picture addition, addition of three integers, addition puzzles. You can tell there's an awful lot inside of here also. Both Math Worksheets Land and English Worksheets Land have a lot to offer. And again, any teacher of these subjects in the classroom, this is just another tool that you can put in your instructional technology toolbox to help assist your students with their comprehension skills and their understanding skills. I give Math Worksheets Land 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. I had a lot of fun at a site called Brainios, that's spelled Brainios. It's available at www.brainios.com. What you're able to do at Brainios is you are able to create flashcard games for your students. This is really a cool site, and nothing on it is difficult. You can play games with vocabulary, Spanish, math, science, language, biology. You can seriously go on and do just about anything with it, because you can create your own flashcards. Once you get to the site, it's not very difficult to set up an account with this. All you need to do is you can log in with your email, and you could use a Google email account if you have that, or you could log in with your FaceTime account. When I went into mine, I created a really quick flashcard unit that I just called practice, and I was able to put in any question that I wanted along with the answer. Then the students are able to play the game so that the question comes up, they select the answer, or they actually type in the answer that you're hopefully looking for, and when they submit that, it will tell them whether they were correct or incorrect. What I like about this site is that it helps reinforce learning skills, because if the answer is incorrect, it expects the student to type in the correct answer, even while you see it on the screen. So it's not like the kids can just zip by it. They still have some accountability. And as you know, if it comes from the writing or comes from the typing, it will hopefully travel up the arm and go to the brain. Brainios, a very, very interesting site. I really liked it. It's free. You can have a lot of fun with this site. So check it out again at brainios.com. I give Brainios 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. Another really fun site is called Gamequarium. It's found at www.gamequarium.com. It's kind of like an aquarium for your brain. I don't totally know how to describe this. And they actually say on the site that swims with learning fun. And this site is definitely geared more toward the elementary through maybe eighth grade level. And it offers quite a bit in a very easy to use laid out format. You can select the grade level that you would like to be able to look at. But you can also click on concepts that you would like to choose. So, for instance, I'm going to click on geometry. And when I click on geometry, I'm taken over to a site that they title Practice That Feels Like Play. And it's dynamic adaptive learning. And it comes in and brings up everything that would happen to have to do with these math skills that we're trying to teach. And so you're able to go in and check on them. And there are a lot of skills that are included in here. So for instance, if we wanted to go down to our 10th grade geometry for the math, there's 211 skills that would range from congruent triangles, geometric constructions. You can get into colons, word patterns, audience and tone, and more. This is a real treasure trove of knowledge for the classroom teachers. So check out Gamequarium at, again, gamequarium.com, and just kind of have fun looking at all the resources that you would be able to integrate into your curriculum. I give Gamequarium a rousing 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. That wraps up episode 37 of our Tech Tips Today with Jim. Thanks for being part of it. Take care, love life, and have a good time, and I'll see you on the next episode of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Bye, everybody.